Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Savings are in full bloom at Tanger Outlets. Get up to an extra 25% off on top of everyday savings during Tanger Style, our biggest sale of the season. Find amazing value on your favorite brands. Visit Tanger.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
Took a very interesting call on the radio show, and I wanted to share it with you guys because it stuck with me, and I'm not sure why it did. Well, maybe I am sure, because I can't get it out of my head, because this guy was upset with Republicans. And don't get me wrong, I'm upset with Republicans too. We hired them to do a job, oppose Democrats, and all these people can seem to do is try to figure out ways to accommodate the Democrats, to get along with the Democrats. And for me, When you see all the damage the Democrat Party has done unleashed onto this country, the thing you should want to do is to stop them. You shouldn't want to accommodate them. You should try to find any and all ways to thwart their evil agenda, just to protect your voters, the voters who trusted you and put you in office to do so. So this guy was railing. And why don't the Republicans do this? Why don't the Republicans do that? And I said, man, I think you're right. But let me ask you a question. When was the last time you organized and got out there to get rid of your Republican who's a dead ass? Why? When was the last time that you got 20, 30, 100 of your close friends together? You all said you were going to get out and you were going to organize and you were going to make sure in this primary season that the Republican who's not representing you is voted out. And you know what he said to me? He was very frank. Never. And I said, I'm not trying to bash on you, sir, but you realize that the other side, these leftists, these Marxists, these socialists, they are doing those things. They are organizing, and they have turned the Democrat Party into an anti-American freak show. You realize that, sir? Yes, I do. But then he right away pivoted and right back to what the Republicans weren't doing. Folks, it's the equivalent of, why isn't somebody doing something? And in America, our people are supposed to be that somebody. A government of, by, and for the people requires, hello, the people. It is with that knowledge, I'm hoping this podcast, for those of you in Texas, we've done our bit so far. The primary season continues because we have several runoff elections out there. We have to make sure these Republicans in name only, these fake Republicans, lose. And their conservative challengers win. We've got to make sure of that. But all the rest of you who listen to this podcast outside of the state of Texas, who still have primaries coming up, you've got to organize. You've got to get busy and do this. You've got to push back on these left-wing kooks and freaks. I'm going to be talking with my guest about what's happened at the Republican National Committee. Ronna McDaniel, or as one of my callers on radio said, Ronna McDonald. Why didn't I think of that? I'm kicking myself. Why didn't I think of that? The woman who said, here's a great idea. You know, we're cash strapped, but let's spend money on limos. You know, we're cash strapped, but let's make sure we have our Republican debates hosted by left-wing Never Trump networks, you know, left-wing or Never Trump networks. It never made sense to me. So anyway, we'll talk more about that shortly. But I think we have to start pushing back in a real, meaningful, and substantial way on guys like this. This guy's name is Donnie Deutsch. He's over on MSNBS, and he made a lot of headlines because according to Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, I played this soundbite I'm about ready to play for you. I played it for him. And I said, sir, just tell me what your reaction is. How can an MSNBC personality get away with saying these things? And I'll tell you what Whitaker said after you hear these things. Listen.
If you vote for Donald Trump, you're voting for a rapist. You're voting for somebody who said, or at least the judges call him a rapist. Someone who has a fondness for Adolf Hitler. Someone who tried to overthrow our government. Someone who stole classified documents. I'm interested to sum it up in just words again. Hitler did some good things, and he raped a woman. That's your candidate.
Okay. So the whole Hitler stuff, I mean, it's just pejorative. That's what these left-wing kooks, they always say, oh, you disagree with me, you're Hitler. Whatever, shut up. You know what? Frankly, the way Hitler behaves is more in line with the violent totalitarian impulses of the left, but that's logical. Of course, they'll never admit it, but that's who these people are. If you don't go along with them, they get to beat you up. And that's a left-wing thing. That's not a conservative thing. But about these claims about Trump, I asked Whitaker, hey, man, what's your take? How can they get away with this? And you know what Whitaker said? As the former attorney general, he says those comments are libelous and slanderous. That's legal, folks. So let's go with them one at a time, and we will debunk them. Listen.
If you vote for Donald Trump, you're voting for a rapist. You're voting for somebody who said, or at least the judges call him a rapist.
No. A judge never called President Trump a rapist. This is the E. John Carroll case. E. John Carroll brought this case, said she had no material witnesses. She had no material evidence. She couldn't remember what year this alleged rape took place, but she was able to convince a jury in a civil trial. By the way, rape is a crime. It's criminal, not civil. This was a civil trial. They were able to convince this jury that something happened to this woman and it was Trump's fault. And it was ruled he was liable for an injury. One of the best analyses of this, because this is going on all over the net. The left wing is Trump's a racist. You know, it's how the MSNBC crowd rolls. But one of the best analyses on this came from Newsweek. They did an exhaustive study about what this case actually was. And they ruled that statement that Trump's a rapist as false. And here was their conclusion. Listen to this. Trump was found by a jury liable for battery, a civil tort based on the preponderance of the evidence provided by E. John Carroll that he sexually abused her, not that he raped her. He was not found guilty as the suit was a civil trial, which entails no criminal conviction. If the evidence provided by Carroll was given to a criminal jury, it might have come to other conclusions, that it was not found at a civil trial based on the preponderance of evidence that he raped Carroll does not mean that a criminal trial would make the same conclusion, although the evidential standards would be far, far higher. So that's the truth about what happened. And Donnie Deutsch is not only lying here, but he's doing so with no factual basis and tarnishing President Trump's reputation. And Matthew Whitaker, the attorney general, former attorney general of the United States, says that Deutsch slandered and libeled Trump, and he wasn't done.
Someone who has a fondness for Adolf Hitler, someone who tried to overthrow our government.
Okay, someone who tried to overthrow our government. President Trump is guilty of trying to overthrow his own government. Is that what we're trying? Is that what he's trying to say? Well, that would be insurrection. And President Trump has not been convicted, much less charged with anything like that. So again, libelous and slanderous from Donnie Deutsch of MSNBC.
Someone who stole classified documents.
Somebody who stole classified documents. President Trump, under the Presidential Records Act, was able to have these documents that are in his possession legally. Joe Biden, however, Joe Biden as a senator and a VP who had been ripping off classified information for 40 years, willfully, according to Robert Hur's report, and also doing damage to our country's national security, according to Mr. Hur's report. According to Hur, also the intelligence community is doing a damage assessment on Joe Biden's stealing of classified information for over 40 years. No, President Trump didn't steal classified documents because, Donny Deutsch, he, as president, was entitled to have them under as part of the United States statutes. It was Biden who was not entitled to have these documents, classified documents, nor was Hillary allowed to traffic in classified documents. Folks, we've got to push back on this, and we've got to get informed. We, the people, have got to make things very uncomfortable for charlatans and liars like the folks at MSNBS. More on this coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life? Our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Let's get into our conversation with Amber Duke, Washington editor at The Spectator and a senior Blankley fellow at the Steamboat Institute. She covered the White House for the Daily Caller, and she is the author of the fine book, The Snowflakes Revolt, How Woke Millennials Hijacked American Media. Amber, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Okay, I mentioned this yesterday. The Republican National Committee going through a bit of a change. We have the old guard being dismissed, the culture of defeat being dismissed, and a new guard coming in, Michael Whatley and Laura Trump. What's your take on that, first off?
Well, it seems like it was overdue for some changes. I don't know a whole lot about Laura Trump's history of party organizing, but I know that Michael Whatley has been at the North Carolina GOP for a while now. Yep. He was down there during Ted Budd's Senate victory in 2022, which was one of the huge pickups for Republicans in that cycle. So obviously he deserves some credit for that, and we'll see if he can turn this thing around.
Well, there was also a lot of headlines. I think Politico had it. I know Town Hall had it, about a bloodbath. Now, I brought up the analogy yesterday that when CEOs take over failing companies, the first thing they do, well, a good CEO taking over a failing company, well, the first order of business is fire the executive staff, because the person coming in and taking over the company wouldn't be needed if the executive staff knew what they were doing. And that seems to be the philosophy here with Whatley and with Laura Trump coming in. They're getting rid of 60 plus employees at the RNC, because including a lot of so-called executive positions, it's because it's been run so poorly. I mean, the place is nearly broke.
Right. I mean, I don't see any problem with it. If you're going to come in and you're going to say you want to institute all these changes to turn the RNC into a winning party apparatus again, then obviously some people are going to have to be fired Are all 60 of them justified? I obviously don't know. I haven't read the list of names. But would I bet the majority of them are people who are probably pretty bad at their job? Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, fundraising is your primary job and you're nearly broke. And of course, there was a story that came out amidst their money crunch. They were still paying $250,000 for limos in one year. And it's like, I think you got to cut back on the limos when you can, if you can't achieve your mission monetarily. Amber Duke is our guest right now, folks, here on the Chris Salcedo Show. Let's transition from the RNC to the party itself, the Republican Party itself. I think it's fair to say, and I want to expand on this, we're seeing not only on the left side of the political persuasion, but those with a particular political persuasion, also on the right side, something that is akin to a political realignment. We are finding, you and me, we're shaking our head a lot with some traditional liberals like Bill Maher is coming out and saying, you know, we really do need free speech. And you and I are like, yeah, you think? And that is running antithetical to some of these left wingers out there who are getting a lot of support from Republicans. I want to bring up one guy, Ken Buck. Ken Buck is leaving early instead of fulfilling his commitment to his voters. What's your take on what Congressman Ken Buck is doing?
I think it's honestly a huge shame. You got elected by the voters to serve a certain period of time, and it's kind of a cop-out, I think, to leave early just because you don't like the fact that the voters in other people's districts put people in there that you don't particularly like or you think are putting the party in the wrong direction. I would think that if you are really that upset about the future of the Republican Party, about the direction of it, that you would stay and fight for it, that you would have an obligation, a duty even, to have your view represented in the body of Congress. I obviously disagree with his view of where the party should go, but it just seems really cheap, I think, to kind of fade off in its status and say, I'm out because I didn't get my way.
Well, he's not the only, air quotes, Republican, in my view, to not recognize the current status of the Democrat Party. It is, in my view, the most extreme left-wing anti-American party this nation has ever been cursed with. This version of the Democrat Party is not JFK's party. It's not even Bill Clinton's party anymore. It is way different, way radical, and Mr. Buck seems to think it's still the 1990s.
That's something that has bothered me so much about the GOP establishment in the time since Trump got into office, since he actually won the nomination back in 2016, because they seem to think that the Democratic Party is a party full of people that you can reason with. And if you just meet in the middle and handle things with some level of bipartisanship, that everything's going to be fine. We're going to have civil discourse. Everybody's going to be happy. And it's such a naive, anachronistic view of where we are in politics right now to actually think that the Democrats want to do anything other than beat us over the head with our own shoes and take every possible victory they absolutely can. I mean, it's like the Republicans just sit here, you know, standing in front of the Democratic Party and saying, wait, no, stop, and not actually using the political power they have afforded to them to do something about it. And this is why the American voters are so frustrated.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to pick on Ken Buck. I mean, there's plenty of guys out there, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn. These are people who their lives are fine. Look, Ken Buck is just fine. Senator John Cornyn, his life is fine. They're making money hand over fist. They've got all kind. They go through life and it's just bliss for them. So they're like, what is everybody so upset about with these Democrats? I mean, they're all friends to me and my life is great. So they really don't care to look at what's happening to their own constituents or defend their own constituents. Let me play a soundbite from Ken Buck on CNN. And this will give you an idea of where his mind is. And I wanted to get your comment on this. Listen.
You know, my colleague Melanie Zanona is reporting that there is such tension among House Republicans that many of them aren't even going to a retreat that's going to happen at the end of this week. Is that tension part of why you're leaving so abruptly?
I think this place is dysfunctional. For example, I am the number third ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. I haven't even asked my questions yet. 40, 50 people have gone before me.
But that could be personal.
Yeah, that could be personal. And so here's Ken Buck. I deserve this respect, and he's not being given the respect because it's well known that he undermines the Republican position and is completely ignorant of where the Democrat Party is. So he's not being given this opportunity, but he thinks it's everybody else's fault. It's the institution's fault. It couldn't possibly be any way that he sees the world. Couldn't be his fault, right, Amber?
Well, he said that this was his worst year in Congress since he got elected. And first of all, I don't think serving in Congress is supposed to be easy. It should be kind of difficult considering you've been charged with this very important task of representing your constituents. Mm. But then secondly, I mean, I guess just being out of touch with voters with that comment, they've been having some of the hardest years of their life because of the pandemic lockdowns followed by inflation and the crisis at the southern border. I can guarantee you that they're dealing with far bigger issues than Ken Buck not getting along with some members of his caucus because they wanted him to vote for the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden impeachment inquiry.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point you just made. I can imagine that Ken Buck is distraught with his seniority not being able to ask his questions. However, you know, when you talk to the family members of those who are being killed by illegal aliens who should never be here. You know, I think that Ken Buck's gripe is a little trivial in comparison to what's happening to we the people. Amber Duke is our guest right now here, folks. But it's, again, I don't want to just pick on Ken Buck. Kevin McCarthy abandoned his voters too. A guy by the name of Bill Johnson, he abandoned his voters, all Republicans. And then the GOP worked on kicking out George Santos. And I've been saying if the GOP worked as hard at opposing the Democrat Party as they did at kicking George Santos out, you and I, Amber, would be having a very different discussion today.
Well, it definitely was illuminating that shortly after George Santos was kicked out of Congress, you had another indictment come down against Bob Menendez and his wife, and yet no one seems to have the appetite for kicking him out of the Senate. And there were some key votes there where George Santos could have actually made the difference for Republicans. There was that instance where Steve Scalise was in the hospital for cancer treatment, and the Democrats came and wheeled out Al Green, I believe it was, to prevent the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. One additional vote from George Santos could have changed that entire situation. It would have avoided that initial defeat on the impeachment vote. And I mean, I got to say, like, whether or not you like Mitch McConnell, he's stepping down from leadership in November, but he still intends to serve out his term in the Senate, which is obviously more than a lot of these other Republicans are doing.
A reliable moderate vote. But he is keeping his commitment as long as his health permits. All this leads up to what I'm just dying to get your take on what many observe is a political realignment. I'm a conservative. I haven't had a political party going on 7 years now because the word Republican doesn't mean anything anymore. The word Democrat does. Oh, there's a whole hell of a lot that the word Democrat means these days. And that party, by and large, sticks to those planks in their platform that they espouse. But Republican, not so much. So there's a political realignment, as I mentioned at the top, where guys like me can actually agree with some things that Bill Maher is saying and vice versa. What is your view on the political realignment happening in this country, and what is Trump's role in all of this?
It's almost crazy versus normal at this point because we're looking at how far left some parts of the Democratic Party have gone and some of the crazy things they've come up with, whether it's opposition to free speech, adoption of communism and love of communism, some of the woke stuff like general mutilation of children and believing that you can be born in the wrong body and can change your sex, just total wackiness. And it doesn't take a genius, just a normal common sense person to say, hey, I don't want to be a part of that. And then you've also got this other element that Trump brought in, which is the populism. And this is all about reshaping the Republican Party to be getting away from this view that the party was the party of the old elites and the wealthy people in power. And he really tried to implement a lot of policies that were helpful to the working class, to blue-collar people who rely on manufacturing for both protecting and feeding their families, but also that contribute to the health of their communities through his tariff policies and his ability to renegotiate NAFTA. And he also doesn't want to send their kids off to proxy wars. He tried to get them out of Afghanistan. Obviously, Biden blew that whole thing up, but he brought some troops home from Syria. There's a great argument that we wouldn't have all of these international conflicts right now with Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Hamas, and what's going on with the Iran proxies in the Red Sea if Trump were in office.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, all of this just points to a party that is trying to help the people who really need it the most, the people who work really hard and do the right thing and still feel like they're being treated very unfairly by the system.
That's such great analysis. And there's new polling coming out of the New York Times. I think it was a New York Times Siena poll that shows part of this realignment, so-called minorities. Minorities are gravitating away from the Democrat Socialist Party and toward the Republican Party, the new Republican Party that is being founded by President Trump. And I think it's going to be a very rocky 2024. Amber Duke, Washington editor at The Spectator and a senior Blankley fellow at the Steamboat Institute. Always appreciate the analysis here on the Salcedo Show.
Thanks, Chris.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Two websites, you know them, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. Go to those places to find the updates of the latest information in the state of Texas and beyond, and also the latest information on the Chris Salcedo Show's Morning Talk Radio on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast on Rumble, Getter, and Newsmax 2, and then exclusively on television in the afternoon on Newsmax 1, 4 o'clock till 5 Eastern. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.